Okay, everybody in their places. Houston, Houston, do you copy? Houston. Yes, we're all set. We have Adam Anderson at the bar already. We're going to be talking about some life-changing stuff. Yeah, Space Whiskey. Adam Anderson, Space Whiskey from Asus Capital. Oh, man. He has brilliant things to say. And he is going to change our lives. Just imagine some Space Whiskey. The first ever U.S. space distillery. Oh, man. This is a dream. Okay, we're all set to go live. We're all set. Let's go to the tech bar. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for is finally here. The tech bar featuring Super Cousin Danny, featuring Powerhouse Ray. And this week, we brought Adam Anderson of Space Whiskey and Ansu's Capital. We also have a special guest with our white label queen, Alex Boyd. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, grab your drinks and let's get right into the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We are here on our first ever The Tech Bar. That's what we're calling it, right, Sean? The Tech Bar?
Yes, The Tech Bar. Yes, you are right, Ray.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Tech Bar. I'm Powerhouse Ray, joined as always by Super Cousin Danny. How you doing, cuz?
I'm doing good. It's a beautiful day out here in Mars.
I was gonna say, you know, I you took the words out of my mouth. I see the red sun. I see the red desert. You know, it's pretty awesome. I take it you beat Elon all the way to Mars.
Yeah, with a little help with the Tesla.
You gotta say Tesla at least once.
Have to do it.
So can you explain to me what the thing you got for Secret Santa was today? It was something with Tesla, but I didn't understand it.
So it's basically some light strips that go specifically around the center console to actually light it up in the evening.
Light strips?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Is it like the LED, like LEDs, or is it like the L wire, which like a solid, a color changing wire?
Yeah. And it has like a little, I guess, an extended area where you could actually like just shove it in to basically, so it actually stays put. Yeah.
That is pretty dope. Yeah. We already got Keith Nelson in the chat saying he wishes he had a Tesla. Dr. Keith Nelson. We brought you up on MSP Dispatch today. You can see it tomorrow when it releases, but good to see you in the chat. I see we have Garrett. Garrett recently joined the OIT family, came from a service provider. Now he works for us internally, and very happy to have you. We have, who else do we have here? Simon, if you bring up some comments. We have Tim Golden saying space liquor is old news. I don't know about that, but, you know, as a bourbon steward, Mr. Tim Golden would absolutely know. I see Maddie Fox, who announced today he is joining the MMN family. He'll be starting with us January 2nd, which is pretty awesome. And I see Steven. I see our powerhouse editor, Phil, with his brand new computer. We have a rare MSP Dispatch version of Ray on the Tech Bar. Yeah, this is my normal. So we should bring that up, right? This is my normal MSP Dispatch partner first set. Normally, I'm on the other side doing with Danny, Super Cousin Danny, in the studio. But Simon was under the weather. Danny hadn't come to the office yet. I figured, you know what? I'm in that Christmas mood. Let's everybody do it from where they're comfortable. And I think we have one more tech bar, Simon, before the end of the year. he's doing this thing. So I'm not going to bring him up because he's under the weather, but he's doing this thing. So we will have one more tech bar before the end of the year, and that we have to do in person, right, Danny?
Oh yeah, I mean, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Maybe we'll even do it at like somewhere special. I don't know. I'm thinking I'm thinking like a gazebo somewhere, poolside somewhere. I don't know. We can figure some stuff out. What's up, Dallin? What's up, brother? I see you saying missed you all too. So nice to have you back. So we have an interesting episode. We have an extra co-host, right? I don't think we've ever done three co-hosts on an episode. We have more co-hosts than guests this time, which I think is kind of interesting. So Danny, why don't you introduce our guest though, before we bring on our co-host? Why don't you introduce the guest?
All right. So we have from Enso's Capital, excuse me if I said it wrong, Adam Anderson.
What's up, dude? How you doing?
I'm living the dream, baby. Life is good. Cheers.
With that sexy ass beard. I wish I could grow that. I'm trying.
It's all getting there. Well, you know, it's a game. You're not a quitter until you quit, baby. It's all good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Danny's got a growing back. Danny, when are you going to cut it?
That's right.
I don't know. It's going to be one of those things when it happens, it just happens. So that's.
I've been hearing it for like a year. What is it, a year and a half already?
I know.
I'm going to cut it. Adam, so what have you been up to, dude? We got a chance to meet at IT Nation Connect, you had some amazing stories, and we almost spent the entire night just sitting there talking in the show floor because you're such an interesting guy. So,
well, you're not wrong. Those are all true statements, 100% right. Yes.
So,
you
have your own podcast too. This is you're on the other side of the camera for us. What's your podcast?
It's Two Stones, One Bird, and it's supposed to, my friends say if I have to explain it, it's not funny, but whatever. I'm thorough.
I mean, it's a play on the, one. Yeah, I got you.
So I was having these conversations with one of the companies I invested in, the CEO, and every week we talk and he gives us these updates. And I was like, we should just record the conversations between the venture capitalist primary investor and the CEO that's building the company, and kind of give the world a glimpse behind the scenes of what the interaction's like. And it's been fun. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but in order to keep a thing going, you have to be interested in the topic that you're talking about. And there's nothing I like more about somebody making me money. No, that's not true. It is the best.
That's a good deal. Oh, this happens at least once. At least once it happens. Ray's muted.
Excellent.
Oh, that happens. I was wondering. I was wondering why Adam was just staring at me like, okay.
What? I was like, dude, I dropped at least.
Danny talking over me.
Like, bro, I had like two laugh lines, and I'm like, Ray, what? Come on, man. I thought we were gonna do this. Let's go.
I mean, it's to the point where like when somebody talks while they're muted, they call it a Ray. I mean, it's a thing at this point. So I was gonna say you're also an author. So
yeah.
What's up with that? You want me to fire some people? What is that?
Yeah. So the last book I wrote is called Fire Yourself, The Entrepreneurial Endgame. Because what I found is I love to start companies, but being the CEO and scaling it, that is not my bag. I don't want to ink another like 3% revenue out of blah, blah, blah. So I found that me fighting against my natural tendencies of being an ideator, creator, and trying to become an operator just didn't work. So I did it all wrong, fired myself, almost destroyed my company. 3 years later, was able to sell it. And I decided, you know what? There's a real way to go about doing this where you don't have to accidentally destroy your company while you remove yourself from it. And so really started studying that. And it's something I'm passionate about. It's helping the entrepreneurs create that kind of life that they want to lead without having to destroy their business along the way.
I love it. I love it. I say all the time, my job is to make sure I'm not here. So, build the company so I can drink and play Call of Duty. That's all I'm looking to do. I don't...
Maybe even in that order. That's all right.
So we have a section of the tech bar where we'd like to give you, we realize that as on a 2-hour show, while we're drinking and saying drinking words, you know, it does tend to go off the rails every once in a while. It's not your typical show. So we like to give our guests a good 30 seconds full screen before we're inebriated to introduce themselves to the audience, say what they do. It's your 30 second pitch, sir. Use your time. You want to sing a song, sing it, but it's all you. Go ahead, dude.
The floor is yours.
Yeah. Hi, my name's Adam Anderson. I'm a Virgo. I like long walks on the beach, but as I'm getting older and fatter, those walks are getting shorter. My wife tells people I do cool things with cool people, and I want to do cool things with you. If you want to hang out with me, find me on LinkedIn, where all the cool cats are. Adam Anderson, LinkedIn. Also, there's my website, apparently. AdamAndersonCEO.com. And yeah, CEO to owner is where you can find out all about how to fire yourself if you are an executive or an entrepreneur.
I love it. I love it. You want to do all one right, more?
I got to say, that was one of the best pitches I've heard so far.
It truly was.
I learned it by reading Steve Jobs's book.
That's awesome. So we're all drinking some stuff here. So I want to call it out. I like to highlight what we're drinking, and hopefully one day, you know, we'll get somebody to sponsor, you know, a liquor distillery to sponsor the show. Maybe one from space. Who knows? Let's start off with what we're drinking. Danny, we'll go with you first. You never go first. I feel like you're all the way all in right. Mars. We should ask you first. What are you drinking today, man?
Well, first, it's minus 81 degrees, so it's pretty cold out here, even though the sun's out. So you know how that is. So I am having a John Daly. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Nope.
Have you heard of an Arnold Palmer?
I have.
Which is
the golfer, you know, or the drink?
The drink.
Okay.
So the drink is basically lemonade and iced tea. The John Daly version, you add vodka to that. That's pretty much all it is.
I mean, that sounds like a good start.
They call it the John Daly because, well, the guy is a drinker, smoker, and everything. There he is. There's that.
That's him.
So that's what I'm having.
Yeah. Adam, do you have any pants that look like that, sir? Do you have?
I was just about to say I'm wearing those boxer shorts. I don't think I'm quite the man to rock, and I also have some snazzy capris.
Oh, showing off the calves. I like it. And Adam, what are you drinking, man?
I'm drinking the one and only Woodford Reserve. I have a date to drink Woodford Reserve on the moon in 2035, and it's just my go-to. I am finding that I'm slipping into that Jefferson's Voyages, you know, the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
I'm loving that. But when I'm serious about drinking and socializing, I go for the Woodford.
So Jefferson's Ocean, let's talk about that for a second, because as someone entrenched in the industry as we are when it comes to whiskey, do you really think that sitting on the outside of the ship, exposed to the elements for, what is it, like 4 trips around the world or whatever it is, do you think that really has a factor on the flavor profile?
I will tell you straight up, it does. I hate Voyage number 17. It's like brine. It's nasty.
Okay.
So every voyage, right? And number 21 is amazing. And so the last couple of months where it's got the weather hit and it's got the seas, it affects it. Which is kind of cool, and also horrible.
It's cool because, like, it's horrible in the sense that you don't know what you're going to get until you get you could research it, but bourbon reviews, you ask anybody, you're going to have 2 different people tell you the absolute opposite. So they're useless. You know, but my daughter got me, I forget which voyage it is. I have it at home. She got me one for Christmas 2 years ago. I really enjoyed it. I love stories behind bourbon or anything I'm drinking. And then there was I'm a member of Drammers, and they did a tasting. They sent me 7 little tasters of different batches. Unfortunately, I was unable to attend the tasting, but I got them sitting at home. So I'll crack them open this Christmas. But and as for my drink, speaking of drinks with a story. I have River Basin Distillery. My daughter went to Louisiana. She went to New Orleans for Thanksgiving with her mom. And so she brought me back two bottles. This one is this the one that's bottled in New Orleans, or this one's actually distilled in New Orleans? Crescent City, Louisiana. I think this is the one that's actually distilled. One of them's bottled, one of them's distilled. So yeah, I mean, try it. She says this one of these two you can only get in Louisiana. So I think this is the one you can only get in Louisiana.
That's cool.
So
that's cool.
Why not? Yeah. And then actually go ahead.
Oh, I was just curious. What's a rye whiskey, right? There's so many different types. I keep forgetting, you know, what exactly is a rye whiskey? Because I think I love it, but I don't know.
I also kind of tend to lean towards rye. I started to do that before I realized what the ryes were. Ryes just have 51% rye grain. That's what makes a rye, at least 51%. So,
sweet.
But like a lot of the bourbons I drink, I realize they're ryes. So, you know, why not? And then we actually have the extra co-host we were talking about. She's been dying to come on Tech Bar. She's slowly taking Danny and Simon's jobs. She's trying. And let's welcome on Miss Alex Boyd, the queen of the white label. How you doing, Alex?
Hi guys, doing good. Coming over for, you know, complete world OIT domination. Danny, so, it's not safe.
So which?
It's okay. I'm not scared. You're in space. We're good.
Okay, but you're in space too. You're in Mars.
No, I'm on a planet, sir, and I have great reception.
Well, I was going to ask. Constellation you're at, Alex?
Danny, or clearly, I'm in space. I'm on the way. I'm not far away. You better watch out. Oh my God.
Yeah. So Alex is our BDR, and she was at the conference. She was the one that connected Adam and me. She's like, this guy has a ton of awesome stories. You got to talk to this guy. And so I'm very glad. So, you know, we brought Alex on. And Alex, you are drinking with us tonight. What are you drinking?
I am. I'm a wine drinker. So I have a glass of white wine here. It's actually one that I got on my travels from Italy. So I went to Italy with my mom and we decided to, well, I guess you can't see because my background, order a whole case of this white wine. I'm typically not a white wine drinker. I'm a red wine girl. But the white wine, all the wine in Italy was amazing, but the white wine specifically, and there's no sulfates, so there's no hangover. So I got to work.
Yeah, I can't do the sulfates.
I don't want the wine headache. Yeah, it's not fun.
Yeah. So that is very cool. See, I feel like I should have a space background. Like, I feel like I'm the one missing out here. So maybe I'll change that during one of the commercials.
Maybe you're at Mission Control.
Oh, there we go. I'm a Mission Control. Yeah. Thank you.
There you go.
Finally, someone brings some semblance of normalcy to the show. Okay, so we have some rules. I want to be upfront about the rules. Have you ever seen Tech Bar, Adam?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I appreciate you not lying to me, because that would have made the next conversation awkward. and I love Matt Fox's.
No, man, all the time. I love it.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, you're not my wife. You don't need to lie to me. It's okay. So, which we call it. So, Matt Fox says nobody can hear me in space. I said it's because I'm always muted. So, you know, whatever. So, we have drinking words. We have rules. Why don't we bring up the rules, Alex? Why don't you read the first three, since you're the this is your first Tech Bar on screen.
Yeah. All right. So the bartenders are always right. No politics or religion at the bar. If you hear these words, you'll drink. So namaste, unprecedented, and the new norm. So everyone go ahead and take three sips.
It's one of those days. So I already started off with the beer. And Adam, can you you rattle off the last three, man?
Sports are on 24/7. What happens at the bar stays at the bar. And if the bar, go ahead and take a look at rule number one.
There you go. For the purposes of today, if you're on screen, you're a bartender. So you the rules apply to you too. You are always right, sir. So one of the things we do here is we always do a, or we started doing this year. This was a Danny recommendation. Yeah, see exactly that. Tim says we need new words for 2023. Maybe we will. But as of this year, we always have an extra word. We come up with it during the show. Adam, you're a smart guy and you have lots of stories. You're kind of like the most interesting guy in the solar system. Do you have a drinking word you want us to use for tonight?
Recidivism.
Okay. Depending on how long we go tonight, you know, how late, how much we drink, I'm going to love to see hour two with somebody saying recidivism. But I'll take it.
Namaste.
Namaste indeed.
Oh, whoa. Sorry about that. Yeah.
There's nothing to apologize. Amazing.
One of my favorite, on my stream deck, I have a DJ I listen to on YouTube, and I hit the button by mistake and it brought it up. So, you know, anyway, so why don't we say we raise a glass and recidivism.
Recidivism. I don't even know if I can say that. Recidivism.
Oh.
Wow.
I'll let that sit for a minute. Oh, that's not
going fast.
It's pretty smooth. Okay. All right, so we have a toast. Simon, can you bring up the toast, sir? Danny, I don't think you've done a toast in a minute, right? Why don't you do the toast tonight?
May the best of your past be the worst of your future.
There you go.
Cheers.
Namaste.
Cheers.
Namaste. So will it count if I go recidivism? That counts, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'll take it. Interesting. Sure. It's full bodied, but it's very light on the taste, kind of like Basil Hayden. But it's a thicker taste. I don't know. It's thicker on the tongue. It's interesting. So, I don't know if Dallin's spelling of recidivism is correct.
Use it in a sentence.
Oh boy. So okay. So
I don't think so.
So I'm not saying that you're not an overall interesting guy and you don't bring a lot to the table as far as your podcast and your books and you know your work history but let's be honest, we brought you on because you're working on the space whiskey thing. Can you
man?
Let's put cards on the table. Yeah, you're accomplished, big fucking whoop. Space whiskey. talk to us about that. What's the space whiskey thing?
So I sold my cybersecurity company. And I decided to begin looking at the space industry because I just met the commander of the International Space Station he had this amazing talk on what it took to build a team and lead it on the International Space Station for like 6 months. And it was fascinating. It was great. But the only thing I remember about his talk was when he got out of the shower, when he got back from Earth, his wife said, "Thank God, NASA," meaning the guy had eaten perfect. For 6 months, he's worked out perfect for 6 months. I thought to myself, space fat camp. I got to do this. I can make a space spa and I will make space so spa, much money. Yes. So
you're like the Elon Musk of whiskey.
I would think that he's more like the Adam Anderson of rockets, but it's cool. We'll play whatever game. We'll play whatever game you want to play.
I mean,
so I went over. I mean, we could both be wrong. That's okay too.
Have you taken on a social media platform and completely gutted it and like terrified the employees yet? Because
are we talking about my first marriage? Because that is a metaphor for
the marriage, the social media platform, and the kids, the employees. Yeah, sure. Why not?
There it is. There it is. I got the golden retriever, and she got the Twitters.
So now I kind of appreciate I kind of see the connection here where you appreciate Jefferson's Ocean because it's impacted by atmosphere and you have this goal of having whiskey that it's kind of the opposite of being impacted by atmosphere, right? Because there is no atmosphere.
The absence of atmosphere.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, is that I got interested in space distillation with a focus on the moon first. The idea was
let's acknowledge that you just made up this term that I'm positive has never been like never been said anywhere else on the planet. Space distillation. Can you like Tell me that's ever been said to you outside of the context of like your space whiskey. Never, right?
So, dude, when I used to sell cybersecurity, all these, I mean, all I do is sell fear. Like, you guys get it. When you're trying to get someone to be safe, scare the crap out of them. Yeah. Getting into a space entrepreneurship role means I don't sell fear anymore. I sell hope. And I just love it. I have the best conversations. I don't scare space the crap out of anyone. I'm like, hey, what do you guys think?
Is it just me, or does this man make everything sound better with just putting space in front of it? I'm going to go take a space deuce. That still sounds awesome.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my space scouts all flared up.
Space spa. Goodness. Look, sign me up. I'm ready for the space spa.
Space
I mean,
Tesla.
That's right.
I see.
That's
right.
There's already a Tesla in space. That's not even like a...
That's if no one's guarding it. Just go get it, baby.
Right?
Go get it.
I got my Flipper Zero. We'll open the doors. We got this. Uh-huh. I'm curious if the batteries are still charged in space. I don't know. I don't.
Oh, yeah, so many. They're solar, right? He's got like a solar something going on. I'm sure it's fine.
Okay. So does anybody know? So he launched it. He launched his rocket and had a Tesla and it's in space. Is it doing an orbit around the Earth, or does it like shooting off? Like what is it doing?
It's up there.
From what I know, it's just doing an orbit around the Earth.
So there's some dudes sitting at the ISS right now. That every once in a while they see a red Tesla just right past them.
I choose to believe that's true, and I don't want to fact check it. I want that to be what's happening in our reality.
Like Santa, it's better if you don't fact check it. Absolutely.
That's it. Yes. It's 6:30. Here comes a Tesla. Oh, dang it. Is it getting closer?
Those dudes, like, they're going to come home and they're going to be like, we were in the space station for like 6 months or 6 years. I don't know what the tour is. I think it's like 8 or 9 months anyway. But, you know, they're like, you know, we were doing all this amazing work. And every once in a while, some asshole was like blasting the horn and just driving by playing like, you know, Katy Perry or something. I don't know, something. I choose to believe they left the radio on too. Like that is my hope.
I love that it's Katy Perry. Like I was thinking Freebird or something like that. But
okay.
No. Yeah. You picked that was absolutely right. I was absolutely right. Katy Perry.
So I do this thing where I have Shazam on my watch, and when there's songs playing that I want to add to a playlist, I'll just put it on Shazam. I'll have it start, and that way it just adds it to a playlist on Spotify. I realized I put quite a bit of Taylor Swift on there, and as a 43-year-old man, I'm owning it. I'm in the I don't give a shit stage. You know, Taylor's version, I'm all in. That's absolutely so. That's what I'm all about.
It's good with me.
Absolutely. So what do we have here? We have show notes. I'm trying to keep up, and I'm trying to not harass Simon too much since he's under the weather here. See, there you go. You got Steven, shake it off, Tay-Tay.
So I was down in Guatemala on a construction trip, and
space Guatemala,
working with all these amazing people. I didn't speak the language, but I found a guitar. Oh shoot, my connection!
You're on. Back. We can see you.
You're good.
Yeah. Yay! I didn't speak the language, but I could do a cover of "Shake It Off" on a guitar, and that was the thing that bridged the gap. Is just 20 people can't talk to each other. They're all singing Taylor Swift. She's got powers.
She does. She's superpower. She can destroy Ticketmaster with one stroke. She's definitely amazing. And we have some. And so we did some in preparation for this. So Tech Bar is a little more produced than your average podcast. We have commercials. We have imagery. We have music. It's a whole lot of shit show. It's a distract from the fact that we have no idea what we're doing. Simon has some photos that these were done with Lenza app that we covered on MSP Dispatch. Danny, that's a good fucking picture, dude.
Dude.
You should use that.
What?
I would count on that guy to save me from an asteroid. That guy's...
Dude, cool. that dude will take a drill onto an asteroid and save the world. Absolutely.
Not with my left eye there.
And this dude will take your life savings and I don't know what cult you're in, but you're definitely in a cult, dude. So
Danny's throwing a rave in space in that one.
Oh, he's like that. You got the finger lights. You're like,
seriously, what's going on with my left eye?
All okay. But
all right.
Did that just change? Like the forehead? Oh, okay. Okay. I thought it was like the forehead.
These are fantastic. If
Danny, hold on. Go back one, Simon. go back one. Cause I feel we need to. Okay. So this is Danny.
When he cuts his hair.
If Danny was writing a movie script at a Starbucks every morning, like this is what that Danny would look like. Right. I feel like we need to caption these. What does this scream to you, Danny? Danny's a Ghostbuster.
I look like I'm in a video game. I love it.
You do? Yeah. Okay. I can see you with Ghost and Price and ready to go get the bad guys in Uzbekistan. All right, let's go to the next one. Okay. Danny's been through some shit in this picture. He was maybe left on Mars, had to grow his own tomatoes.
I've seen stuff, guys.
Potatoes,
I can't talk about it.
Tomatoes.
potatoes. Potato, tomato, whatever. So
that is the face Danny would make if someone stole his Tesla.
I'm coming after them. Face. And I'm coming after them.
I think this is Danny trying to take a poop in the suit and realize he didn't have that little adapter thing.
Don't react. Don't react. If I don't react, they won't notice. This is what shame tastes like.
Shame in space. All right, what's next? Danny peeing on a frog.
Oh, God.
Is this Samurai Danny? So you have the Chinese collar, but you have the samurai chess piece?
Oh, it looks like a gladiator almost.
Oh, this is Daniel Crow in Gladiator. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wow. This is...
I bet this guy dies in the first
act. This one's so funny for me.
This Danny seems like he has pronouns. I'm just... Or he's working at Jiffy Lube. I can't tell which.
Jiffy Lube, I like that one.
This dude is trying to sell you headlight fluid. And he's...
Oh.
All right, so we did Lenza app on Alex too. Okay, that's fucking amazing, dude.
That's actually not Lenza. That's a real photo. I did a photo shoot with a friend a long time ago. That one's actually real. My hair used to be that red.
Well, that's not fair though. You can't take Danny peeing on a frog in space. And be like,
the other ones are Lenza. That one's a real photo shoot. Oh, how'd you get both? Should I send both? Okay.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that was a fun shoot. Yeah. These are the Lenza. Yeah,
okay. Oh, this goes with Halo Danny. You could be like the warrior princess. That's pretty dope.
That is pretty cool.
Whoa. Okay. See, that does look straight out of like a video game or something.
Yeah.
That is. That scares me a little bit. Not gonna lie. That's giving me the whole like I might turn to stone if I look at you vibes. Wow.
That one too. Like scaly crazy. Siren something.
Got some GoldenEye action going on. Okay. Or what was the Bond movie where she was painted all in gold and had like a bunch of medical issues afterward?
Goldfinger.
Oh, I didn't see
that. Was it Goldfinger? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
This one looks scary to me. I look like an alien.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good way to make sure I'm never in the same room as you.
Oh, Ray, this is you on Halloween.
Nice.
If that's not voice of God vibes, I don't know what is, man. That's
just tell me what to do and I'll do it. Come on.
So obviously my beard's not that long. I did. I was dressed as Gandalf for Halloween, and I had a Gandalf beard, and I put that in the Lenza app also. And I really like the results. Now I really want to have a long beard, which will never look like that, of course. But I mean, it's pretty fucking dope.
Get you some beard conditioner, right?
My favorite part is everybody thought you were Hagrid.
Yeah.
Like somebody walked up to me and they're like, oh, you're doing it in memory of Hagrid. That's so sweet. I'm like, I'm Gandalf. But I'm like, yeah, in spirit. I don't know.
The doctor here.
I don't hate Dr. the look. Ray. The shirt is interesting. The shirt is. I like to believe this is me opening my shirt and having Superman like underneath.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, right? Okay.
That's what I'm hoping. That's, you know.
And also, you're not happy about it.
Yeah, no, not happy at all. I'm like, Batman's better. This to me, this Dr. is
Ray Strange.
This is if I was taking a deuce and I forgot I wasn't on the toilet. Because the position's right. It's just, I don't know. And I'm not anti-pink. I've just never done, like, all pink. So.
All right, what's going on here?
This is Connor, dude. This is Chic Ray or Shake Ray.
Okay.
I mean, when in Qatar, you know. Yeah, I don't know what that one was. Actually, if you go back to that one with the big hair. No, the other one did. There you go. That was me in high school before I realized that gel existed. That was that's very close to what it looked like.
I can attest to that.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, that's Fat Halo right there. That's
heavy gunner. Let's go.
Yeah. That's awesome.
There you go. And I got DJ headphones as an astronaut. I'm all about that life. Rocking the vibe, rocking the jams.
That's funny.
So these are pretty dope. Have you played with any of the AI, like the Midjourney or ChatGPT or Lensa or anything?
I'm trying to get in with that chat GPT, and every time I go, it's like, we're too busy for you to play. You're not allowed.
It's a little like buying Taylor Swift tickets. You just got to keep refreshing and hope you get it. Not that I've been there.
Allegedly. You've heard. You got a friend.
You know, this is a good time for a commercial break before I get myself.
Are you sick and tired of slow internet? Is your download speed a drag? Then you need Network Lubricant. A personal lubricant for your internet-connected devices. Perfect for Cat 5, 5E, 6, 6A, 7, and 8 cables. Just squirt a little on the tip and wipe down the shafts to ease your network speeds into overdrive. No more herky-jerky connections. No more stop-and-start video sessions. Just glide right into the information superhighway like a pro. But that's not all. Act now and you'll receive one free port plug. Protect your Ethernet port access and stimulate your outlets all at once. To order, just call 1-833-MSP-NETWORK now. Please allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Shipping and handling may apply.
We finally got a sponsor, baby.
Yeah, buddy. You know what I realized afterward? Like, okay, the joke about network lube's fucking hilarious, like downloading RAM and all that shit. But cable lube is a real thing. Like, that's not even like. I realized when I saw him putting it on the tip, like, you don't put it the way he put it. But you absolutely do lube cables when you're running them through conduit, like underground and stuff. Like, that's a real thing. You can tell who's done
cable. Yeah, always lube your cable when you're sliding into a conduit. I totally get it.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
I don't want to go into this joke that's safe. It feels unsafe right now. Like, I want to say I used to date a girl named Cable Lube or something to that extent, but I just don't know, you know. I should drink a little bit more.
When the drugstore is out, there's always Home Depot. No. Yeah, I don't do that at home. I feel like somebody's – that's because we're in Florida. Somebody in Florida is going to try this shit and be like, Ray said. So, yeah.
Florida, man. And then you'll be in an episode of the Tech Bar in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't have E&O insurance on Tech Bar, so – Exactly. So let's get into some stories. So Adam, you have some interesting stories. You were threatened by a Nobel Prize winner. What is this, sir?
So I was on Necker Island after I took my wife and I there after we sold our company for a week, hanging out with Richard Branson and 30 other people who paid to be there, right? And they had these amazing speakers, and one of them was President Santos of Colombia. And he was amazing. He told us this story about, you know, when they're in the war with the FARC and they're trying to get people to the peace table. And he explained, you know, how we had to change the dialogue because all of his generals were calling the guerrillas the enemy. And he said, we can't call them the enemy because the way you win with the enemy is body bags. And we got to stop counting body bags and we got to start counting people who came home. We need to call them adversary. And it was a wonderful story. People began writing, come home for Christmas notes. They flooded the rivers with these LED floating balls that had come home, and they began trading it back and forth. It's an amazing story. And eventually kids did start coming home for Christmas, and people got to the peace tables, right? And so he won the Nobel Prize for that. He was one of two Nobel Peace Prize winners that year.
Wow. Okay.
So fast forward after that amazing story, and we're playing beach volleyball.
And remember, the premise of this is you were threatened by a Nobel Prize winner. I did not realize it was threatened by a Nobel Peace Prize winner.
I guess better. It's much better when it's Peace Prize, right? So we're going to play against President Santos in some beach volleyball. So I've got Prime Minister Tiering from Bhutan's on my team. I got some tech entrepreneur dude bro. I got myself and one more tech entrepreneur, and I get us all around. I say, okay, guys. We need a team name. How about we're the enemies? I mean, we're the adversaries, and Santos get the enemies. So I yell across the net. I say, hey, President Santos, we're the adversaries, and you guys are the enemies. And he drags his thumb to his throat, and he says, no mercy, Adam. And I remember at that point that this guy has literally had to order the deaths of humans. And I was like, oh, shit, maybe don't play against.
Yeah.
And then this old man started acing it like he was an angel on the court. He just stood no chance. Spalding tattooed all over me as the ball just came and smashed. So he's a remarkable guy.
Okay, so as you're saying this, there's some words that are highlighting here, and I don't think they're getting enough justice here.
Cable lube.
As I talked across the neck to across the net to the president, like, that's not a normal sentence, sir. That's not.
That's correct. It's the best, man. It's the best. You know,
Alex, do you have any stories that start or end with, I was talking to the president and?
Not the president. I did meet a prince in India once. I had a, have you ever seen like one of those raver space whips that like lights up and you whip it around and dance with it? Yeah. So I was like, you know, kind of joking, dancing, like, you know, whipping him with it. And he like kind of was like, haha, you know, I could have you beheaded for that, but you know, you're funny.
Damn.
That sounds to me like on equal footing of like, that's funny or he may kill me. Shit.
I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do that.
Did he spike a volleyball on your face? I mean,
there was no actual physical altercations. Just a little look at the LED whip.
LED whip, space whiskey, crazy. And getting balled by princes, by king or presidents.
Yeah,
that's you only get this at the Tech Bar, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome.
And it's only downhill from here.
Yeah, I don't think we can follow it up from that. And then Dallin already calling us out, words like recidivism, and
there you go.
Can I, well played. Danny, well played. Or Simon, have we ever had a drinking word with that many syllables? Single word, not multiple words.
No.
I don't think so. I think
nope.
Yeah, Simon's doing this.
I think our max was two.
So I think he's either waving in the rocket for a clean landing, or I don't know. He's yeah, exactly. He told me to steal home. So you know. All right. So we have a very important question here. Like, okay, we got the formalities out of the way. We got the drinking words out of the way. We got the rules out of the way. There's another point of decorum here that we need to address. And that is the age-old question, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Ooh.
There is
a right answer, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming you want just a straight answer. You don't want color commentary. It's just like this.
This is a very dry and professional show, sir. Oh, wow. Okay. This is a very dry and professional show, sir. Color commentary away. Have fun.
All right. So in my heart, it's Star Wars, hands down. However, now that I've been doing this space entrepreneur thing and actually thinking about how do I build infrastructure? How do I, you know, what are we going to, I find myself wanting Star Trek, but enjoying Star Wars more. Does that make sense?
So, which makes sense because you're going after the science of this, right? There's a fair amount of science to what you're trying to accomplish and experimentation, right? Which is
and quality of life. If we do this right, it's not just billionaires going to space. It's we've put, you know, humanity onto an interplanetary, you know, experience, right?
Has there ever been, so I know we've taken pets. I know we try to do food. I know we've tried to do crops and stuff like that. I know tons of experiments, but has there ever been an experiment around just non-necessities? Because whiskey would be a non-necessity, but you're right. It's a quality of life thing. Mm-hmm. Has there ever been that, like the quality of watching Netflix in space? Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a lot of this where we're coming to the conclusion that humans aren't machines. And so how are you going to handle going to Mars for 9 months on a ship? They've talked about putting VR goggles on people. They've talked about, you know, what kind of whiskey, or not just whiskey, but what kind of beverages and all the things. Like, I remember Russia's been going to space with liquor for a very long time.
Oh, wow.
But the first recorded consumption of alcohol was on the moon lander, where Buzz Aldrin took communion. And he poured himself some wine on the moon, took some communion. Oh, wow. And so all the way back to the roots of the space industry and all the space races, people are still people. Matter of fact, the Russians were smuggling the alcohol into space, where they would hide the bottle in the truck's gas canister that drives them out to the rocket, and they would ceremoniously pee on the back tire and then sneak it into their spacesuit to go to space. I mean, they cut weight. They were serious engineers about it, but there's an awful lot of research that goes into how do you maintain humanity in the middle of doing something that no human's ever done before.
Like the logic of that, of like when you go into space, and I'm not, we did a story on Dispatch where Russia was launching rockets, and they weren't planning for actually collecting them after they landed. They were just landing wherever they happened to land, and they were betting on the Earth is 70% water, so it'll land in water, which math only worked out one of the three times. Yeah, math. So, but you know, at least American NASA, and I have to imagine other space agencies do the similar. NASA is known for like doubling, tripling, quadruple checking absolutely every little finite detail. And to think that like other space agencies doing the same, and some dude's like, no, I'm going to take the vodka with me. Like, I love that.
Yeah. Well, so pens don't work in zero G, right? Ink pens.
Right.
And so NASA spent hundreds of millions millions to figure out how to make it work. Russia just brought pencils. Right. So you have different, like, Hamlet? For example, yeah, like in the part of the alcohol thing is that Russia was like, yeah, we're going to get space sick. It's hard to get to sleep. And so Americans are taking all these crazy drugs, and they just like schnapps and they go to bed. Right? So it's,
if it works, it works. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And I'm not saying which one's right or wrong. I wasn't in the room. I don't see the studies, but you know,
you didn't do the math. You didn't do,
I didn't do the math. I do have a whiteboard. It's just not good for math. So.
That's I'm with you. I always look at the cultural aspect of it. I look at like the people aspect of things. And so like, yeah, people need a little happiness. And honestly, being space drunk sounds like a badass story.
Yeah, there's the one of my favorite things. I have a new hobby, which is giving unrequested lap dances to astronauts. So far I've done it once.
Okay.
And I did make $2, but
okay.
Maybe let me unpack that. But
was it a zero G lap dance, or was it?
No, it was a full Earth. It was
badass.
It was full gravity.
It was out there and no one was happy. There was no eye contact. We're all gentlemen here, and it was just like, whatever. Right. So, I told Lucy, don't put the stripper pole in the party bus. And damn it, Lucy put the stripper pole in the party bus. And we're in Denver and we're driving out to this farm. There's this piano shaman and it's going to be great. It's going to be all kinds of feels. And when the bus is about to go off-road to the farmhouse, I'm on my way to get a bottle of water. I'm right by the stripper pole. Bus bumps and I just end up sitting in this guy's lap. I have no idea who he is. And as a gentleman, there's only two ways to get up when you fall in someone's lap and there's a stripper pole in front of you. And I chose the right answer. I just drug my butt right up his sternum, turned around and like winked, and he yelled, come get, you know, your $2. Turns out this dude had been to space 6 times. He's a national treasure. Netflix is doing a special on him. And we just pounded whiskey all night long together, best friends. So I'm like, you know what I need to do? I need to send you back to space for the sole purpose of measuring your biometrics while you're getting drunk. It's like, you have checked all the boxes to be the guinea pig. I said, if I can ever send you to space instead of you just getting smashed, would you go? And he's like, I'm your man. So we're working on it. I want the data. And we're going to send
Okay, hold on. I want to know what this checklist is to see if maybe I qualify for said trip, right? So, what's this checklist?
Have you been to space is the first one.
Awake or asleep? Because I have
a different answer. Ooh, touche. Oh, wow, curveball. It's not a very strong list. I'm making it up as I go.
Let's put a pin in that one. That's an asterisk. We'll go back to it. Sure. What's the next checkbox?
Do you know how to consume alcohol and quantities enough for us to measure?
Check.
Good. Two hands, two positive attitude. Are you hilarious? Oh, there it is. Are you hilarious and can you speak well while somewhat inebriated?
I don't think I'm either of those things. So I probably
I would argue that. I think you're hilarious and I think you're I've seen you. Yeah, I think you enunciate well. I've never seen you like so fucked up where I can't understand you.
Oh no. That's because you've never had me try to say recidivism.
Well, here's the thing, Alex. Were you fucked up too? Alex, were you fucked up too? Because
look, I'm the trade show mom. I'm never the most fucked up one, okay?
Oh yeah. Well, you know how it is. We work, so we can't get super fucked up.
Fair enough. Yeah.
We do it after the kids go to sleep.
I tell you what, you're in, baby. When I get the thing together. Now, something to be aware of is that because of the low atmospheric pressure, it takes like 12% of the alcohol that normally will get you drunk to get you there. So there,
which is good because then I can break out the Weller 12. I can break out the really good shit, right?
Yeah,
the Blanton's Gold. I can break out some good shit. Okay.
So the effect is like similar, like when you're in a plane and you're drinking on a plane and you really don't feel anything. Yeah.
Right. No. Let's do one better. Drinking on the ground before you take the flight, because you have one feeling and you're like, I'm good. I'm going to go on the plane. And then you get in the flight and you're like, oh, this is interesting. This is fun.
They should not have let me on the plane.
I got an opposite to that. Like I started drinking on the flight and then I was fine. And then when I landed, I was like, I felt
it. I'm not seeing any negatives here. This is like high altitude drinking to the extreme. Mm-hmm. I can crack a few jokes. I have a book of dad jokes my daughter gave me for Christmas one year.
Done and done.
This is a win. The next question is like, what do I take to space? All right. You heard it.
You take a positive attitude and a can-do spirit, and that's really all you need. You just go in your birthday suit, and we'll supply the rest.
Wouldn't be the first time.
All your most expensive bottles of liquor.
Yeah. I mean,
we were talking to the some guys from Blue Origin's Orville Reef. We were testing the idea out. What are we going to do with this whole space whiskey thing? Because really the idea of space whiskey is I needed a product that would be so profitable that it could be a cash flowing, profitable space company rather than like, we're going to grow special crystals. Yay. And the question we needed, fiber optics. Meh. So I'm like, okay, do we have to bring the alcohol back in order to sell it? Because, you know, you've got all these space hotels, I wanted to find out, is there a market to make space whiskey that never, ever comes back to Earth? And the answer is not yet, but there's a future where people will be doing space beer runs from their fancy pants, you know, space hotel to one of my orbital distilleries. And I just, in my heart of hearts, I hope that that very expensive pilot or drone will be like going BWWR, you win, beer run on his way to my
99 bottles of beer in space, 99 bottles. There. Like, this sounds amazing. And no, I get it. And yeah. So like, I'm wondering like the technical detail. First of all, I would like to sign up to be the first bartender in space. Like, I would love.
Right?
Like, barkeep, like, I'd do the full, like, you know, the wrist thing with the green hat. Like, I'll go full service. Like, I'll learn flair bartending. How cool would that be with zero G, right? You flip stuff and it's just floating. I mean, pretty bad.
We can even practice on the zero G flips. Have you done, the vomit comments, right? 30 seconds to perfect your thing. Yeah. Oh, we got to do it. It's the best. It's my favorite. We went, I was chasing his, oh, there it is. Yeah. So, okay. Right there in the back, the guy's smiling. That guy is, Kimball Musk. So he's Elon's brother. And, I was chasing a zero G jelly bean. That's all at the end, when you get good at flipping, all I wanted to do was capture a jelly bean. And this time I know that if they say gravity, 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 they're like serious, like physics is about to happen and there's no negotiating. But, you know, by this time we're 15 parabolas, one of those archy things. So there's 15 of those archy things in, and yeah. I'm really good at this, and I know I can get this jelly bean. And it's
wait like a minute, right, so you have no problem saying recidivism, the parabola is the problem.
So I end up falling from the top of the fuselage,
yeah,
right down on Kimball's legs. Oof. And then we immediately go into a climb. So now it's a 2G climb, and I got a log roll off this poor guy. And,
I say it was probably another lap dance. I mean, it sounds like a lap dance.
It might sound that way, but in practical application, it was like 32% more shame and a little bit more regret.
Was it because it was a Musk, or because you were like in zero G, or
I didn't get the damn jelly bean, and that's what it is. I might have been projecting on him. It's probably not a him thing. It was a jelly bean thing, and no one was looking in the eye.
I mean, because that's what makes it awkward.
No, personally. I assume you meant, and we were going to sing the, you know, hey, where do we go? And I did not, because if you look at a space person's brown eye, you will get pink eye. There's a lot of eyes that are happening here, and so. I don't know how pink eye works. I assume that's how it works.
Danny seems so enamored with this. Like, the idea, I don't know if I'm more excited about pink eye and space.
I'm kind of still stuck as, like, how do you pour the drink?
Yeah, like right?
You pour down, it goes up. You
don't know where it goes.
No. You absolutely do. So you hold the bottle and then go this way. So the liquid stays, but you're pulling the bottle away, and then you take the glass and go the other way. I'm the Tom Cruise of cocktails of space.
Actually, Ray, that doesn't sound wrong.
Space flare. Space flare.
I'm gonna test that.
I think the math works out. I think because you don't have inertia, right? You don't have gravity. But if I'm moving the bottle, and because it has less resistance between the liquid and the glass, I think moving the bottle away will leave the liquid in place. And then you just scoop it back up with the other side with the glass.
What do they do? We need to get the cup. You put a straw in it. So they've actually made zero G whiskey tumblers that have straws. And I mean, it's not. It looks interesting, but it's not happy, right? I don't want to drink my whiskey from a straw.
No, I think if you're going to do space whiskey, you need a space sippy cup. I mean,
yeah. So right before the jelly beans, they had these bottles of water, and when went zero G, they squirt them, and they just turn into these balls of floating liquid.
Yeah.
And if they hit your face like that, they don't drain away, right? You're suffocating. You have to wipe away because gravity doesn't pull the stuff off, and the water just like right to your face. And yeah, I'm not saying that drinking alcohol in space is going to be easy, but I am saying it's worth the effort to figure out how.
So you wouldn't even need glasses. You could just pour it, let people be like,
hey guys, we're doing shots.
And because you have less of a requirement to, because the alcohol hits harder, you can pack less whiskey or less liquor, right? So this is a space-saving initiative. I don't see anything wrong with this. I taking a flammable substance put in space that'll get you inebriated and fucked up and zero G, it sounds like the right thing to do.
Do you know though? Yeah. So the most expensive beer run I've ever been a part of, we were out at Cape Fear, North Carolina on Frying Pan Tower. And that's a Airbnb that was converted from a Coast Guard tower. And we were supposed to do all this cool stuff, deep sea fishing and golf balls, shooting shotguns. But the weather was so bad, we drank all the beer and all the liquor in the first night of the 3 days we're supposed to be out there. So we sent the helicopter to Walmart to get beer. And that it came normal. Back.
That's standard. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it wasn't on my dime. I would, I would have been
You wouldn't have done a helicopter. You would have taken a jet, obviously.
No, you get it. I get it. Yeah, peasants take helicopters. I took my Honda jet. What? So we did the math, and it was like a couple of pallets of it, and it was $85 per can of Bud Light in like six cases, right? It was just
wow.
Yeah.
And
that was delightful. So the more you spend on a thing, the more artificially you tend to enjoy it. So I can only imagine how good
it'd be the best Bud Light you've ever had in your entire life. Like, this water is fantastic. Yeah. $85 Shit. Mm-hmm. That's the king, best. The queen, and the entire quart of beers. Shit. Mm-hmm. This is awesome. All right. So you actually have some legit chops here, though. Your fun fact, former special advisor on cybersecurity to the former prime minister of Bhutan, Tsering. So I'm not going to, you want to pronounce
Tsering
that?
Tsering Tongboi. Yep.
Okay.
So he is absolutely hilarious. One of the funniest guys I've ever met. He's got two TED Talks. He was the prime minister of the country of Bhutan when the king said, "Hey, I don't care about GDP. I know we're supposed to be making money, but how happy are my people?" So they created something called gross national happiness. And it was the first country to start measuring how happy their people were. And then they started governing, not just on what created wealth, but also what created happiness. And so he's just this amazing guy. We started chatting because I wanted to start building companies that took into account gross national happiness. How do we make sure that we're building psychologically safe and healthy companies where our employees are motivated and all that stuff? Also, he was on my volleyball team against President Santos. So, you know, we had shared shared trauma.
Yeah, camaraderie. So,
So he's sitting there and we're drinking whiskey, and I said, "So you're the former prime minister. You didn't get reelected. You didn't good enough. You didn't quite get there, buddy." He's like, no, I didn't quite make it. I didn't make it this time around.
In the nuts too? I mean,
yeah. No, I mean, like, of course I did. That's the way you do it, right? Rochambeau, bam. And so I said, "Well, I'll tell you what. I don't want you to feel bad. Why don't you make me your special advisor on cybersecurity?" And he's like, "Well, Adam, we don't have a lot of compute in Bhutan." I was like, "You guys are doing great. That's perfect. That is, you're already following the instructions. Very safe country. But don't worry. I just need you to immediately fire me because I desperately want to be the former special advisor on cybersecurity to the former prime minister of Bhutan." And he said, "Done." So in the course of about 15 seconds, I was a very high and then a very low. And of course, I put that shit on LinkedIn. So fast forward.
I mean, yeah.
Well, I don't understand that sometimes titles matter. Right. To me, you just go get titles. It's a thing you get to go and do. I want to be a scholar in residence. I want to be this guy. Do this. Yeah. Fast forward a couple of years. We're doing some work down in Cambodia. We're looking at doing digital transformation. How do we move agriculture and manufacturing countries into digital transformation countries? Right. And e-com and digital transformation is huge in Southeast Asia. Well, they're very, very concerned with who you are and what you've done. And we started getting meetings with high-end people, and we had no idea why. And it turned out they found out that I was the former special advisor on cybersecurity to the former prime minister of Bhutan. And they were like, "Well, then if that guy trusted him, so can we." And I'm like, that's badass. That's so badass.
That 15 seconds of employment is opening doors for you.
It is. We're doing all kinds of crazy cool stuff. We get a lot of access to interesting countries because that guy was hilarious.
That's phenomenal, dude. And so, Danny, you've had some. You just came off the cusp of 38 at 38. Our show with Aaron Bolton, talking about his 38 jobs in 38 years, and talking about your interesting stories. What was the worst job you ever had, or the most interesting job we could talk about?
I wouldn't say it was the most interesting, but this wasn't the one I actually used, but it was one of the ones that kind of like was a finalist. Was working as an airplane mechanic. Because Ray, as you know, in my early 20s, I was studying to be a pilot. That ended up being too expensive to do. So I went the mechanic route, which most pilots did when they didn't have money. So to make the money to then fly. So I was working one day. It was a Tuesday in September. And all of a sudden, 9/11 happens. And before I knew it, there was just like, you know, Humvees flying all over the place, jets flying over. Everything was just crazy. I didn't get home that night till like 2 a.m. the next day, Wednesday, just because they kept everybody in to make sure everybody was good security wise and everything. That was like the craziest I've had. Like, it was just there. The Humvees were. No, the Humvees did not fly. Dallin, they were going really fast. It is a Miami term. When we said Ray understood when I said they were flying, they were going really fast.
It's like Burrito Sabanero. I got it. I understood. Yes. I hate that song, by the way. I cannot stand that song. Burrito
Sabanero. Okay, you're out. I guess I am singing Alex.
See, and Alex, you were asking for your tablet, and I got your tablet here. But Adam says having less computers is better. So
yeah.
It's gone. It's
safety first.
That's how we roll here with our network lube. So Alex, do you have any interesting work stories? Please don't be OIT. Do you have any
interesting work stories? No, my work history has been pretty mild. Nothing too crazy, I guess. Most of my crazy experiences are of my own accord, my own travel, not from work. I tend to be well paid.
Wait, what's that mean? You realize you are the drama?
No, I'm well behaved in the workforce.
Okay, so during work hours, you're good. It's after hours that, you know, shit may or may not happen.
Yep.
I got you. Keith saying that he realizes he has a boring life. I call bullshit. I mean, compared to Adam, yeah absolutely. But like, I call bullshit because Dr. Keith Nelson lives a very interesting life. He has, Adam, have you ever had a chance to meet Keith?
I have not.
Oh, you guys have matching beards. You would love each other.
He must be very handsome.
He's extremely handsome. He's the handsomest old guy I've ever met in my entire life.
You know, if you count nursing school as a part of my work experience, it's technically school, not work experience, but it wasn't clinicals. That was probably like the worst work experience I've ever had. Like, God bless the nurses. Bless those women. I had to change a catheter on a man that had gangrene on his testicles.
No. What's the safe word? Recidivism.
How to make three grown men squirm.
Oh my God. So my wife went to clinicals as well, and we had a rule. Don't tell me about your day. Just tell me if it was okay. Do you need a hug? Bad. That was it, because I do not know the details.
I'm sure she always said yes.
Yes. Give me a hug. And also, I had, you know what? Flashbacks. I don't want to live.
Wash your hands and then give me a hug. Regardless that she's clean, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Maybe asking for a friend, Alex, but do you have any of the nursing outfits? You know, because Adam's offering lap dances, and I'm wondering if we could, you know. Get him dressed.
Yeah. Bring the catheter, because I find that really is the cherry on top of everything.
There you go. There we go. Yeah, I'll see if I can.
I think this is a good segue to run away from the story and go to the lightning round.
What next?
Danny, can you introduce the lightning round, sir?
Sure. We're going to ask you a series of questions, Adam. And you know what? I say we put Alex too. I mean, see what she says as well. Do it. Lightning round. Ask the question, answer. Don't go. You just answer. First thing that comes to your head. Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
So you both answer at the same time. Because now I'm kind of curious if you guys pick the same answer.
Well, that does make it harder to understand what they're saying. You get that, right?
First question. Well, actually, let's give it a shot. Say it at the same time. If we can't hear it, then we know it's a terrible idea. All right. Favorite day of the week?
Wednesday.
Sunday.
I literally told you not to think.
I know. I had.
And okay, I saw you do this. I saw you do the eyeball looking up thing. You're thinking.
Well, there's a lot of good days, right?
Okay. Every day's a good day.
Every day's a good day. Every day's a good day, Danny. I had to think about it.
So what's
Wednesday though? Wednesday though?
Literally every day is exactly the same for me. I don't every day is the weekend.
Days you go to work and days you don't are the same to you?
I don't work, right? I just pursue what I absolutely love to do. And so some days I don't. Yeah.
Okay, so I submitted a talk for MSP GeekCon coming May 21 through 23 in May, Rosen Plaza. But I submitted a talk, and one of the things that I'm talking about is how to avoid burnout. Not because we get overwhelmed, not because we're working too hard because it's too much work on us, but sometimes when you're too passionate about what you do, you never actually disconnect from it.
Preach it.
Yeah, and that can lead to burnout too. So I absolutely love what I do. God bless. I am in a position where I can do whatever the fuck I want to do. I have a P&L line item for liquor for this show. I mean, come on. I live a great life. But even with that, I know with my OCD and my ADHD, I will hyper focus on work stuff because I enjoy it. And you'll get burned out even if you enjoy it. It doesn't matter, which is why I have so many stupid other little hobbies, and within reaching distance. I got a PlayStation controller. I got my DJ equipment. You know what I'm saying? And you need to be able to have other things to be interesting. I think the reason you say there's no work is because you have enough interesting things in your life that you're not always focused on the one thing that you're working on.
You're right. But I have a better answer to why I said Wednesday so fast now that I had a chance to process and I was honest with myself. When my daughter, who is my favorite child, yes, I do keep score. And there is a spreadsheet, and they know where they stand.
Why else would you have multiple? That way,
Well, there you go. Because one's got to be a champ, and the other one's got to be even better.
I have two, and I tell my daughter, that third one, she didn't work out, and that's why you're here.
No, that one did not keep her bathroom clean. No. So, my wife's mother looked at us when my daughter was born and said, I'm going to spend the night at your house every Wednesday night, and that will be your date night. You will always have a night where you don't have to come home. And we have done date nights every Wednesday since we've had kids.
That's great. That's cool.
Tell my wife I said that and not the earlier shit that I said.
Simon, timestamp it right there.
Sending. I love it.
Sending. Perfect.
That's the real reason we keep Simon around.
Thank you, Simon. You're a gentleman and a scholar.
There you go. He's one of those things. Alex, what was the date you said?
I said Sunday.
Why?
I really resonated with what you were saying previously about having a lot of hobbies and a lot of things to fill your time to where every day is enjoyable. I definitely feel that way myself. I have so many hobbies, whether it's traveling or sewing or playing with fire.
Because I put candles on my freaking Christmas list. I love candles.
But Sunday typically is like, not like in a religious way, but just my day of rest. Like I chill, yeah. Like I'll watch movies, I eat good food, just like very like restorative day for me. So I think I'm always so going, I'm go, 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 go. So Sundays are like the restorative day for me, which I enjoy.
So that's the reason I went to the 3-10s, the 3 days, working 3 days, 4 days, working 4 days, 3 days off, is because I realized Saturday and Sunday I was always doing family things. Mm-hmm. Always had, you know, my son would wake up and he had, you know, he wanted to do whatever. I mean, 9-year-old, you know, energy. I wish I had that. And then we got family stuff to do, whatever. So like the weekends, I never really had me time. And so I realized Fridays, now I wish my wife didn't work Fridays, but she works Fridays. Gio goes to school Fridays. So Friday is really the day I can do whatever the hell I want to do. And I'm not going to lie, I still work a little bit on Fridays, but it's me time. And I think me time is very important for people. You know what I mean? Look at Steven saying, you know, you got Tim saying Sunday equals recharging. You got Steven saying 100% feel the burnout thing. It's hard sometimes. You know, it's a real thing. What, Danny, you have varied interests. What do you do to avoid burnout?
Oh, it's either always escape reality. It's either video games or movies or something, TV, just to like, I guess, decompress. That's what I do. It's like,
so I will say, I'm with you. I love movies. I that's one of the reasons I play Call of Duty, because I can get on, be mind numbing, not think, just completely reaction for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and then jump off and go back to my day. So Matt Fox messaged me privately, brought up a good point. On the MMN Discord, the MSP Media Network Discord, Simon will put a link in the chat. We have a hobbies channel specifically because of that, finding non-tech area related things to do, so we can actually disconnect and have fun. And we may be building some shows around that. So feel free to join. We have fun in doing that. So that was a lot of lightning round question one. Danny, I take full responsibility for that. I apologize.
No, Danny, it's quite all right. But I do want to change my day. My favorite day is going to be the day that Adam gets me into space with you to drink whiskey. That's going to be whatever day we launch. That's going to be my favorite.
Brother, I was on the rooftop of a skyscraper in Bangkok with about 20 entrepreneurs. We're all drunk, and I yelled, "To the moon, we're all going." And I was like, "If you can raise $250,000, I'll pay the rest. We're all going to the moon." And everyone bought in. And this is why you don't drink, because I wrote checks I cannot cash.
Yep. Never make promises that you're drunk and you can't do sober.
It isn't enough to go to space. It's got to be go to space with everybody. It's got to be a party.
Yes.
There's a company called the Space Perspective, and it's a balloon, actually, that goes about 100,000 feet up. And it's where the Halo jumps are from,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Halo jumps, yeah.
And so you leave from Cape Canaveral.
What is it, high altitude, low orbit? Is that what Halo stands for?
I think that's right. Say it with confidence and we'll believe you.
Halo jump, actually, for those that don't know, it's high altitude, low orbit. It's the opposite of recidivism. Yeah. I hear a bass in your voice and it sounds legit. It
doesn't matter. Done. So at the end of the day, so you leave from Cape Canaveral and you hit
your altitude. Can you do the lap dance with that voice reading Dr. Hello. Seuss?
Hello, my name is Diamond. I'm heading to the main stage. One fish, two fish. Oh my gosh, restraining order.
Ladies and gentlemen, on center stage, it's Diamond.
It's Diamond and the back hair.
Why does he look like a silverback gorilla, Mom?
Why the hell are you in a strip club, Timmy?
So, I'm sorry, you were making a point.
Yeah. The idea here is what do you want from space? And the idea that I'm just obsessed about is the higher up and the altitude you go, the more cool shit unlocks. So you can see the Aurora Borealis from Florida when you get on this thing. How cool is that? You can see the bend of the earth. You can see. That's so crazy. There's so many stair-stepping ways to get to the point where we're having what they call the overview effect. And the overview effect is looking at the earth in a different way gives you a cognitive shift, right? A lot of astronauts have gone through this when they look back at Earth. They're like, oh, wait, I'm not a Floridian. I'm an Earthling. I don't see the lines, yeah. Right? And so if you think that the goal of technology and the advancement of civilization and all this stuff is maybe we should have a consciousness upgrade on our way where we stop being dicks to each other and we start being better people to each other.
Sounds amazing.
Space is a great lever to pull to have better conversations about it. So that's one of my
drivers. In that vein of family, togetherness, oneness, humanity, I always say I'm in it just for the lulz. Could you do me a favor? And when you get to space, just put out a TikTok and be like, oh shit, they were right. The world is flat. Like just,
oh, no, I'm on it. I'm on it. The ice wall looks so small from up here. Oh my gosh. There's a turtle. Oh my gosh. It's on the back of the Greek. Right.
Oh my God. That would be so phenomenal. And so I want to call out real quick, Simon, there was a comment there we want to bring up. Want to say thank you. This is an awesome comment. Wanted to show support for everyone at MSP Media Network. Ray has given me a few shout outs in a few episodes. Yeah, dude, we appreciate the shit out of you. It's an awesome network. We have fun. And we learn shit every once in a while. A little bit of knowledge, a little bit of sweet, a little bit of sour. It makes for a whole well-rounded candy dish. I don't know where I was going with that.
Landed it. Yeah. Wherever you were going, you landed.
Nice. Namaste to that. Yeah, buddy.
Namaste indeed.
Oh, that's right. We have other words.
Yeah. I mean.
So.
Yeah. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
So I'm part of this nonprofit called Space for Humanity. They're kind enough to let me be on their board of advisor. And their entire mission is to provide the overview effect for people who cannot afford to go to space. So they call them citizens astronauts.
Okay.
And they sent two people to space who basically applied and they got to go. So Richard Branson gave us two tickets on Virgin Galactic that we raffled off for like $10. And boom, they're like, oh yeah, look at that, Space for Humanity. They are fantastic. It is one of the most amazing groups that I've ever been a part of.
That is.
And
yeah,
you know, people to space, not me. Oh, we sent her to space. Good for her. No, but it's great. It's wonderful. But you said flat Earth, and there are people who still doubt that we're going to space. Who just, you know, like, nope, that's on the sound screen. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you guys. We send the rocket. I remember the first time I saw a SpaceX Falcon land where it took off. Blew my mind. That was science
fiction. Isn't it? Like when you saw it, like,
yeah, it's crazy.
I saw the ones where like it didn't work completely. And then that first time where it just landed perfectly. Like life changed. And so like, I have to imagine like, taking two normies and putting them in space, two people that didn't in their entire life think I actually have any chance in hell of going to space, and saying, oh, wait, I'm going to space.
Yeah.
That's not life changing. That's generation changing, because that's a story that gets handed down like generation after generation. You know what I mean?
Well, one of the ladies who went, she went back to Mexico and got FaceTime with the president and did some major reforms on the education system because she had extra social and political clout because she went to space. So it's a very strenuous selection process. Like, you got to be doing good in the world, but it's literally open to everyone. I think they just closed their last round of applications for citizenship, and they're always coming out more. So literally go check them out. It's the best nonprofit that I've ever been a part of.
And that was her 15 seconds of being the computer whatever guy.
What a great way though to like make people shape up too, right? It's like, you want to go to space, like clean up your life, do good in the world, be a better person.
I was gonna be
a good person.
You have the you have the physical requirements needed for traditional astronauts, right? But I mean, but these are usually military people anyway, so yeah, rigorous, but it's in their own. So like, when citizens go to space, do they go through that same thing?
You know, like, so my daughter is kind of an asshole and I love her dearly. She's fantastic. But she looked at me and she's like, Dad.
Simon, type.
He's like, timestamp, very good.
Yeah, one for the wife, one for the daughter. Yeah.
So she's like, Dad, you want to go to space? Don't you think maybe you should eat less Chick-fil-A and, like, I don't know, see the inside of a gym? I'm like, okay, bitch.
Wow. Right. Wow.
She's not wrong. She's not wrong.
Hold on. Assuming you've never Googled a gym and seen on Google Images the inside of a gym. That's some bullshit.
You're right. She made a lot of assumptions. But I looked at her and said, William Shatner went to space at 90. I'm fine. Right? So,
yeah.
So Jose Hernandez may or may not be the guy I gave the lap dance to. I don't want to, like, get there. But he's the also he gave this amazing talk on what it's like to be launched into space. And you're got about 6 G's of pressure on you. And it's a slow build, and it keeps going and going. But we did a stunt plane dogfighting in Vegas where we were actually pulling 9G turns. I never got that. I was a 7G turn, right? And it was like, yeah, I can do this. I can endure as, you know, 3-4 minutes of 6 G's. I think a lot of us can. Would it be pleasant? No. I think what the real thing is, how long do you plan on staying in space? It's when you're in 0G for an extended period of time.
Because of the bone density drop and the mental aspect of it. Yeah.
Yeah. But going up for 5 minutes, going around the world a couple of times and coming back, I mean, I think that most of us can make that happen.
I love that. You just made it space attainable. You just made space more realistic for millions of people out there, right? Because we as humans, and I don't want to get too preachy, but we as humans create our own obstacles in our head and create a bunch of excuses for why we can't do things. And you just eliminated a lot of it. You just said the normal human being could enjoy something like this. And I love that. I love that. I feel bad because Simon makes this whole show. Danny and I just come on and just start talking shit. Let's be real honest what this is. But Simon has these show notes. So Simon, what would you like us to do, sir? What would you like us to do next?
Okay. So we do have a special game prepared since both of you guys.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we're going to
do. Why would you do that, Simon?
Wait, blah, blah, blah.
You guys can't see it, but I can see it on screen. So
I got trolled. I'm sorry. Okay, Simon, we could do. So I'm gonna be spinning a wheel, and Adam and Alex have traveled a lot around the world. So wherever the wheel lands, whatever letter it lands on, they have to say a city or place they've been to with that letter. So who wants, ladies first. We'll let Alex go first.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay.
So, okay.
And we have to have been there. Okay.
Oh, jeez. It's kind of like a hard word. It's a bit of a B.
That's not hard.
B. Mount Vesuvius in Italy. Does that count?
Okay. Was it active? No.
No. That's awesome. No.
Oh, then that doesn't count. No. Yeah, no.
That's, no.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to Venezuela. That, you know. My
sister-in-law's from Venezuela, but I've never been there. So
Venezuela, the mountains, they have houses in the mountains, and it's called Germantown. And I know there's a reason for it. I don't understand why.
I have an even better one. Versailles and France. Oh, yeah. I've been to Palace of Versailles in France. That one, I did a whole tour of the Loire Valley of all the castles in France.
That's cool.
That's pretty dope. And Keith, being the oldest human on the planet, has been to Venus. And that makes sense. So this is how much I've been, I need to be careful because I didn't read this as Virginia the first time I read it. I was about to block the message. I'll leave it to imagination what I read, but
isn't dyslexia the funnest thing ever?
It absolutely is. Absolutely. We got Victoria. I assume he's talking about Victoria, Canada, not Victoria, our compliance person. He's talking about,
I would hope so.
Oh yeah. I have done Virginia and Vegas too. I didn't even think about those. I was thinking like out of the states. Yeah, I was thinking out of the states.
Easy one. Yeah.
Had my best burger at a city with a V. Venice, Florida.
Okay. Your best burger.
Venice, California as well. I love Venice Beach.
The buns on this burger were grilled cheese sandwiches.
Oh my God, my arteries just closed. I want to hear more.
I still want to go to space. I'm just saying. But yeah.
Oh shit. And Venice, Italy. There we go. A lot of these.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next up, we have Adam. So spin the wheel for Adam.
I'm ready. Focus up, Adam. Don't screw this up. They're all counting on you.
You got this, man. You got this, Adam.
Have you guys seen this?
No, I want to do S. I had S ready to go.
you can do S.
I'm an entrepreneur. I choose S. So second grade, I went to Salzburg, and I saw Mozart's house, and I demanded McDonald's, and I got it because there's a McDonald's right next to Mozart's house. And we went to the salt mines, and I tell you what, I love growing up in Germany because not only did I pee on the Berlin Wall, and it came down 6 months later. I also got to see Mozart's house.
Are you taking credit for the Berlin Wall coming down?
Oh, yeah. I thought that was clear. Yeah, I have freedom pee. I pee on things that stop freedom. And tell that I had some drinks because there was a joke about to come out of my mouth. And I was like, no.
That's the hardest part of doing the tech bar is all the things we have to self-censor before it comes out.
It was right there, and I was like, oh
yeah, nope. And these are live, so we got to be careful, but you peed on the Great Wall or the Berlin Wall, and freedom happened, so thank you, sir, for your service.
Yeah, so my dad made us pee on anything Soviet when we were in Germany, so
like random walking around Home Depot, if you see a sickle, you just start peeing on it, you'd be like, you know.
You go pee on that bear, son.
must be so fun to be a guy.
It really is. I highly recommend it. It's the world is your toilet. It is fantastic.
It is phenomenal. So my mom lives on a lake, right? So her yard goes back and then down and to the lake. And my son was five. And we look outside, and he's standing at the edge of the lake. It was like 7 o'clock at night on the weekend. He's standing at the edge of the lake, and he's just doing the pose. We only see his back, but there's a certain pose men make. Damn well, what's going on? You see the shoulders in a little bit, and he's just like not moving. And we're like, he's fucking peeing in the lake. And my wife is like, this is ridiculous. And I go, he's a boy. Like, the world is his toilet. It's going to happen. So yeah. And I'm all for girl power. If you can figure out the math on that, Alex, I support you.
No, it's a male thing. It's fine. It's fine. I don't even know how that would happen. My my next door neighbors growing up, that's how they actually potty trained their boys. They would just let them pee outside. So like growing up, I'd always like the next door neighbors like peeing in the bush. I'm like, what's going on? Oh, it's the neighbors again.
I mean, women get to give birth and create life. Men get to pee on everything. I that's fair. Yes. I'm just saying.
So one of my hobbies and one of the reasons I'll never be senator is I love to pee from the highest thing I can find and just get as much of an arc and distance as possible.
Maybe I shouldn't admit this publicly.
Be careful.
Yeah, I got to be real careful. I'm crafting my words here. So I like to cruise. I haven't cruised since before COVID, but I like to cruise. And I like to cruise because I like just the ocean. Like, I like being on the water, period, but there's something about being on a cruise ship where you're out in the middle of the real ocean, that there's nothing around, there's no mosquitoes, sitting on the balcony, it's the most amazing thing in the world. So, normally I get a balcony cabin, and I've always wanted to pee off of it, but you can't, because it's a big
ass ship. Not with that attitude.
Not with that attitude. But, there was this one time we got to do the back corner of the ship, and that was we had a wraparound suite. And at that point, the boat's going this way. Remember my alcohol in space? The boat's going this way. The pee's going this way. So I felt it was safe enough, and I may or may not have added some ounces of liquid to the ocean. I'm just saying.
I bet you covered so much
part.
Distance.
Doing your part.
Critical question: did the wind take it? Was it just a straight stream? I mean, I'm assuming there was
it was very much like a sprinkler at that point, like a fire sprinkler, because there was wind. Wind is going to break it apart, which I like to think I covered more area.
I like that.
It's like buckshot. Yes, exactly. You're not
fishing, not spear fishing. Oh, we brought cybercrime back into it. What?
Oh no. Look at that.
I was fishing with my pole. Yes, I was.
And then we brought it back. And
there we go. There we go. So Simon, I don't know what we're doing next. Did you want to do another letter?
No, so we're moving on to our next game, right?
Did you just say no to the CEO? Did you just tell him no?
I think he said, do you know who I think I am? Right.
Yeah, no, okay. To be fair, Simon is the producer of this show. He gets to run the show because we are too stupid to do this. So,
to be fair, if he was the producer and had power, we'd be fired, Ray. Let's be honest. Oh,
big time. It would be Alex and Adam, and we'd be gone. Absolutely true.
Alex, I think you do a good job, but not as good a job.
We can handle it. Look, I'm super confident. I told you I'm already coming for Danny's spot, so I'm
done. As
so these are the brass ones Alex has. Okay, she doesn't come to me and like, hey, I think I could do their job. She says it in front of them. She's like, hey, Simon, you're screwing up. I'm gonna take your job. She's like, Danny, I got this. I'm gonna take over.
Uh-huh. Gosh, that is almost as good as I could have done. Is that important?
Alex, you could take Simon's job, you could take my job, but at the end of the day, we could pee off a balcony on a cruise ship. You can't.
Absolutely.
Look, someone in the comments mentioned something about a funnel. I think it was Keith. So technically I could if I wanted to.
Hey. Okay, but here's the thing. You need a certain amount of pressure to get distanced. And so I don't think a funnel would accomplish that.
I need to give Garrett a shout out to Letterkenny, because that's the only thing that was going through my head as well. Right? Well played.
Oh, the to be fair.
To be fair. Very fancy people.
So I want to call this out because Simon is not my fault. I don't take credit for this.
What are you talking about? You hired him.
No. Oh, his lack of furniture. Simon has a working job. He's lived there for you've been lived there for over a year at this point, have you not?
I'm actually moving out next month, so I'm gonna go a full year being in the place.
And then you're gonna move out, and you're like, I never had to move furniture. Ha ha ha! My brother's an idiot. Like, what the fuck?
There's no point of me organizing now if I have 1 month left. I have to start packing shit up. So you know.
That's how I felt on my first marriage. There was no reason for me to try if I only had 1 month left.
Is that like you're in therapy? You're in couple therapy and you're like, listen, we got a month left. I'm going to be the biggest dick in the world.
Let's wrap it up. We're on our way out. Let's go. Olive Garden, soup salad, and breadsticks waiting for me. I got to go.
Can you do me a favor? Just before you move out, once you put all the shit in your room in like one box, because I'm sure that's all it's going to take, can you take a picture of the box in the center of the room so we can put it on the next tech bar?
You got it.
As a guy, the worst thing that could happen is somebody ask you to help them move. Oh, that God, shit yeah. sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Simon's the first guy I'd be like, yo, I got you if you want help.
I'll come over with my Chevette.
See, that's going on the garbage. That shelf right there is going on the garbage. So it's just a bed. All right, so for our next segment to wrap up the show, we do have a special game, Adam, that we love to play here in the tech bar. It's Florida, not Florida. So pretty much I'm going to bring up headlines, and you're going to have to guess, did it happen in Florida or did it not happen in Florida? Okay, so let me cue it up, and then we'll dive right into it.
Alex, why don't you read this? We normally read, but why don't we give you the opportunity since you're a special co-host?
All right. Florida or not Florida? Woman arrested after cops find bug infestation, poop, trash, 300 rats, and a child in her home.
Yeah, not only is Florida, this is definitely Panama City Beach.
Oh, Danny's got some competition because Danny calls out the cities. Danny, what do you think, dude?
I really hope it's not Florida. I'm going to go with not Florida. I'm going to go with not Florida.
So I'm go ahead, Alex. Go ahead. Women, ladies first.
I don't know.
I see that after I asked the two dudes.
Right. That's a backhanded kind of insult thingy. Right?
It's fine. It's fine. Look, I'm coming for Ray's job too, so it's cool. I already know he wants to go on to the next thing. Okay, so Florida, not Florida. So bugs, poop, trash, rats, child. I'm gonna say Florida. I mean, maybe Louisiana, but Florida. Maybe yeah, Florida. I'm gonna say Florida.
Oh,
yeah. So I'm gonna say not Florida, and here's why. That would involve a Florida cop going into somewhere with poop, trash, infestation, 300 rats. And as someone who worked for the police department for 10 years, ain't happening, dude. I worked with cops, and I appreciate cops, but I worked with cops that were like, he went that way. Like, so.
Ray, all that really says is not South Florida.
Yeah, that's true. That is not South Florida.
You know, yeah, I picked lower Alabama, right?
See, Alabama, yeah. I can see this, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Don't leave me in suspense. What is
so, this Simon, this is when Citrus County.
Citrus All right. County.
I'm going to do my Citrus thing County? Where I look up the county.
We win, Adam. Counties. We win.
Well done, Alex. Well played.
I say the game was obviously rigged.
No, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much. This is super polite of you.
I don't know what recidivism means, but I'll say it and somehow in my favor. I don't know. I'm just proud I didn't say recidivism. That's all I'm saying.
It's definitely a Florida thing.
Yep. It's north of Tampa, southwest of Ocala.
Isn't that kind of close to where you're moving, Danny? Watch out for those neighbors.
No.
Ocala is fun.
No.
Lives over there.
Oh, he does?
So, yeah, he lives in Ocala. Doesn't he, Simon? He lives in Ocala?
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't too bad. This is 94 proof. Because I was going to say, this is really, it's like Basil Hayden, where it's like really easy to drink.
I thought it was Basil Hayden. You said that earlier. Is it Basil Hayden? I thought it was
Basil. It's Basil Hayden. So Basil Hayden is like, it's the Bud Light of whiskey. It's a step up from like water. I mean, back me up, Adam. What's your opinion?
I drink it on the rocks. It is delightful.
It's smooth. Nothing wrong with it. It's an easy drink.
When I did the bourbon trail, right? It's wild turkey and not wild turkey, right? And yeah. Anything not wild turkey is a delightful experience. And then wild turkey is a masterpiece on mass production of bourbon. And it's not until you get in their higher end stuff that's great. So I call it Basil Hayden, but I'm also willing to be coached. What's the pronunciation?
I say Basil Hayden. I understood Basil Hayden was the proper pronunciation, but I could be wrong.
No, you're probably right.
Ray's also from Miami, and Basil just happened. I think it might be at the forefront of your mind.
I don't think Art Basil has Basil Hayden, but I'll take credit for it. No,
that's what I was thinking. I gotta be
it's the natty light of whiskey.
that's great.
I will say Wild Turkey 101 is up there. Not my favorite, but 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10 for sure.
Yeah.
It's into like Jim Beam Black, basically.
So Tim is saying this is actually me. So he's saying it's Florida on this one.
Man arrested for asking why he was left out of most wanted list. Plot twist, Alex took his place on the most wanted list.
Oh!
Guys, I'm an angel.
Yeah. Okay, Red Queen, there you are. So, thank you. Is this Florida? Is this not Florida, or is this Danny?
I'm going to say not Florida.
So I love this Blaine's comment. So Keith says, is Ray ever wrong? Blaine follows up with, he was wrong once, but he was mistaken. So
how do you guys stay focused? Because I'm just over here reading what everyone's writing. Going, that's fucking hilarious. What the heck? Oh my God, that's great. I got chicken nuggets.
Right? The chicken nuggies, bro. The chicken nuggies make the diet. All right. So, Alex, you said Florida, not Florida, because I wasn't paying attention.
I think not Florida. I think not Florida. I don't know why. Florida. I'm saying not Florida.
Not Florida.
So, me and Adam we're on the problem? We're on the same wavelength here.
Yep. You're not Florida too?
We're speaking together.
Yeah.
I'm going not Florida as well because.
Oh, Danny is trying to join the winning team now.
Okay, so I'm going to be the contrarian.
Well, I think Florida has their own top 10 and they don't ask, they don't request to be in it. So that's the thing.
So, recidivism is the tendency of convicted criminal to reoffend.
That's correct.
So I'm going to go ahead and practice. Back. I had to Google it. I'm going to practice recidivism here.
Wait, so is it a real word?
Yeah, of course.
I thought it was a made up word.
I knew it was a real word.
I thought he made it up.
I knew it had to do with prison, and I knew it was a real word. I just couldn't remember the definition, which sucks because, like, my vernacular is pretty hard. I got my shit in place, but I forgot the definition. But I will practice recidivism here as we all drink. Because I will equally reoffend and I will go against what you guys have said and I will say, this is Florida.
All right.
All right.
Simon.
Georgia.
Wait, is it on the county line though? Is it Florida, Georgia?
Is it someone I know though?
How about me? You are correct. Oh, that's fantastic. You have two words.
So Keith Nelson is our Cyrano in the chat. He says the things that are really important and need to be said. And he says, we just go on camera to stimulate the chat. And he's not wrong. He's absolutely not wrong. Keith is the, you know, they talk about being the 13th man on the field, right? The audience, the fans are the 13th man or the sixth man or whatever you want to call it. Keith is that epitome 13th man. So I will raise a glass to you, Keith. Salute. Mm-hmm. Namaste.
Hear, hear to Keith.
Not Florida. We don't have police horses.
Man charged with battery after slapping police horse's booty. That's either Manhattan or all of Canada.
I think that's Miami, and I think it might have been me.
Miami has horses? What?
Oh, we absolutely have horses. For really? Crowd control, there is nothing better than police on horses.
That's crazy.
You have police on horses in Miami?
Absolutely, we do.
Yeah, they wear assless chaps.
Who wears ass full chaps? I mean, that's not even a thing. Assless.
Fair point.
Yeah. Have you ever heard anybody describe themselves wearing ass full chaps? Never.
Leather pants.
Listen, this dictionary. Nobody asked you, okay?
So now you say that there are horses. I feel like somebody would take advantage of the fact that there is actually a police on a horse in Miami, which never happens, and slap it.
Florida. Not only was this a Miami police horse, this was at Gumbe Festival or at Calle Ocho. It was at one of those two. Guaranteed.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like maybe Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. See, Blaine says it's Steven. Steven's in Canada.
I'm in Canada.
And as Steven says, he has moose. So, you know.
Is Canada an option?
I mean, Canada is not Florida. Alex, do we need to explain the rules to this
game? There's like states. U.S.
It could
states.
Be Venus. It could be Uranus. It doesn't matter as long as it's not Florida.
All right. No, I think it's Florida.
Speaking of pink eye.
Yeah, back to brown-eyed girl. There we go.
Brown-eyed
girl.
There
we go. Did you hear that?
La, 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 la. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Alex. What's your...
Is no, I'm gonna go with Florida. I'm gonna go with Florida. I think say Florida.
Okay. I'm gonna see you guys didn't all do one side on this one. So yeah, no, I called my piece. I said Florida. This is Miami. I'm gonna do a Danny and call it Miami.
I feel like Miami for sure. Yeah, if they have horses in Miami, I think Miami. Because I feel like if it's because New York, I know has horses, but I feel like people in New York are a little bit more uppity. They're like, you know,
yeah,
like, you know, they're not New York, slapping like, asses,
a Karen, like yelling at a horse for being a horse. I could see that in New York. Like, do you know who I am?
Yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah, but no one's slapping an ass in New York. I feel like Miami's slapping an ass.
Well, that just sounds funny. You're saying it like that. Like, gee up, like, and yeah, and we're the home of Two Live Crew and like Miami Booty music. So
yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. Now,
you're making a good case. Is it too late to change my answer?
Right, like, you get ass horse and let me see what you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And call. What do we got?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, St. Petersburg. That is near me.
Wow.
That is near the new house. St. Petersburg.
Yeah. That's right on. I love that jersey.
I would like that man's face.
I think I've won all the rounds so far, right? Oh, okay. Just making sure.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't keep track or points or anything that's relevant.
Oh, I have my pen and paper. I'm already putting it in. Or
okay,
pencil,
so Dallin's saying this from the opposite side of the country. He's saying Jersey. The reason that couldn't have been Jersey is because that requires somebody to have been in Jersey that was capable of reporting a story. We don't have anybody here in Jersey, right? No. Okay. So,
man shot at KFC.
Oh man. So KFC is only in a few places, right? It's like
KFC is global.
It's everywhere.
Oh yeah,
it was global.
Oh yeah,
KFC in Egypt. We were right next to a Roy Rogers.
Alex, when you went to Italy, actually, you didn't have KFC.
Look,
I
heard once that the chicken at KFC was like genetically modified chicken. So
That's one of the things why they switched to KFC instead of Kentucky Fried Chicken. They say KFC because they say it's not chicken.
Yeah. So two points here. And Adam, check my math on this since you've been to Egypt. One of the best places to see the pyramids in Egypt is actually at the top of the Starbucks.
Yeah.
It's right on the
edge. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's that shit everywhere. And then Isaac says, where's Isaac's comment? Let's see. Where is the kid, the corn kid, from? You've seen that kid? I like corn.
Oh,
you guys
yeah.
have seen that, right?
The meme? Like corn.
Yeah, yes. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, my son loves. He says that all the time.
I don't know. I feel like this is not Florida. I feel like this is not Florida. I feel like. I don't know. I feel like corn's like more southern, and my Florida is not. It's not south. Okay. It's south, but it's not that southern.
KFC sells corn.
Yeah, they absolutely sell corn. So Steven is saying the guy was out of corn for his still. This is the equivalent of a meth addict going to CVS to get methadone or whatever it is they use. Ephedrine. I don't know. You know what I mean.
Amphetamine.
Science.
Yeah, science stuff. Sciencey stuff. So we're saying this guy is smart enough to distill his own liquor and was getting his supplies from KFC? Is that the math we're proposing here?
I'm open to it. I don't think it makes sense, but I'm willing to be wrong.
I would love that. That is the definition of persistence. I love that shit. That is phenomenal.
I'm feeling this is a Mississippi guy. I'm feeling this is a guy from Louisiana who went to Mississippi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying not Florida. I'm saying it too.
Yeah, this is not Florida. I'm with you. This is not Florida. Simon, what do you got, dude? So St. Louis is not far from Mississippi, sir. That's not bad.
You guys got barbecue? You going to KFC? What's oh, good. Well,
first of all, who in
that's a solid
who in
point.
St. Louis that's goes to KFC. All right, last
one. Right. Rested for
here.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Come on.
He's got to go.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to keep it as the poo-poo, and I'm going to say this is Florida. Just to
woman arrested for reportedly dumping 50 pounds of feces at a police.
So,
okay.
Keep 50 pounds.
In my head,
here, right?
In my head, it's fresh feces, and I want it to be someplace cold where there's like steam pouring off of it. So I'm going to say Detroit. In winter.
Okay, hold on. How do you propose Because if it's 50 pounds of fresh feces, that's more than one person.
No, no, yeah. It's not fresh. Complicated. No, but I'm making it fresh in my brain because I want to see it steaming. Oh. And so I like, Ray, where you're going. I like that it was a group effort where like
it was 20 a communal people got effort. To,
yeah, and no more than 20. I mean, it was not polite at all what was going on in this warehouse.
And they had to be in close proximity because to get fresh feces and travel time, so it's still fresh at the police department, I'm thinking this is a group effort in close proximity loading the same trash bags.
It has to be so many more people than 20 for 50 pounds of feces. Because some people are going to be shy.
For the group effort alone, I'm going to say not Florida.
Are you saying we can't communicate like that?
I'm just saying I feel like people in Florida are not getting together to do that.
Nope. So, that's the thing. Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
I don't know. If you leave that party, you're definitely thinking it's the shit.
So hear me out. So Simon says that's a shit ton. So hear me out. I'm thinking this is not Florida. It's a bunch of frat guys or football guys or whatever went out cow tipping, right? And what do they call it when you take the cow chips and you toss them, whatever? That's a thing. I think they gathered all that up and they gathered 50 pounds of cow feces and took it to the police department as a joke because they were drunk on Natty Light. So that's I'm thinking that for
I think that's realistic. I think that's realistic.
Yeah, but I want to riff on that concept because I think you're right, but I think this is in Utah.
Because there's nothing else to do.
There's nothing else to do. They're drinking like 3.2% alcohol, and they're like, I don't know. Are you drunk yet? No, neither am I. Should we find like cows?
This is Florida, and it's in Miami Lakes.
You're a dick. Okay, because
this is Salt Lake City. It's 100% Salt Lake City.
So Miami Lakes actually is known for we have dairy cows, and we still have large areas of cows here. You know how it's not Miami Lakes? He would have been shot. Or the woman would have been shot. So, yeah. Cow chips. Cow chips are dry, though. Doesn't make much of a point. Yeah, but he doesn't say fresh or not. Fresh, I think, is the point. Do we
fresh feces weighs more? You're getting stuck on the fresh. Feces. I don't think it's fresh. I think this person collected poop until they had 50 pounds to then deliver it. I think that's what they did.
We got a comment. Simon, can you pull it up? Blaine says that's a natty ice job, not Natty Light. That's I like that Blaine knows exactly which one, because Blaine has this kind of experience. And actually, it's due to Blaine, which is why we have the trucker hats now, the tech bar trucker hats, and also on our swag store. You know what, Simon? Let's give Blaine one of our trucker hats. Give him a coupon code, please, because he knows. All right. So this is the last one, guys. This is for the marbles. We have Danny. What's your answer again?
Florida.
I said Florida.
And Alex, you said?
Not Florida.
And Adam?
Salt Lake City.
Not Florida. Okay. So we got Florida, two not Floridas. I'm going to go with not Florida. So is Danny right or are the rest of us right?
Come on, Simon? Rest of us.
The rest of us.
Yes! All right, that makes sense. They got a lot of
that is exactly what I thought she was going to look like. That is spot on in my head.
Yeah. You saw that. That was the woman that you that image when somebody said it, dropping off feces.
Yeah.
And they didn't specify she had like garbage bags or she was carrying in her hands using a wheelbarrow. Like the transport method wasn't confirmed.
I want to think buckets.
I don't even want to know.
£50 is I'm serious. It's like she like loaded up a Chevette and just left it.
Here's the thing: is it exactly 50 pounds? Like, was it exactly?
Well, because like, she weighed. They had to measure it. They had to weigh it to file charges.
To remove 49 it.
Pounds is a misdemeanor. I don't know. I'm just talking to my ass.
doo-doo drop off. That's awesome.
So was the feces the party or the business? With that, I think that's a great way to end it.
Can that be a t-shirt? Can that be a t-shirt right there? Is the feces the party or the business? I will buy 5 of them.
I think that's a great way to stop. Simon, what do we got coming up, dude? What are the upcoming events? Okay, you can't tell me there's upcoming events and then not be prepared to show me the upcoming events, dude. Like...
Wait, you're too quick. That's why. You're too quick. You're on your game today. So right now we have from December 1st through December 24th, we're sponsoring a Very Merry MSP Holiday presented by the Everything MSP Group. So if you guys want a chance to win free gifts, go ahead and sign up at the link that you see below. We're also doing a fundraiser for those in need, for kids. So we're doing the annual Toys for Tots fundraiser sponsored by OIT VoIP. And the link is below. On Tuesday, Ray will be doing IT Festivus with Ninja One. That's at 1 p.m., so make sure you tune in on that. And then we have tomorrow, the MSP Dispatch Week Wrap-Up presented by the MSP Media Network. And then on Tuesday, we're back with telling you guys all the news that happened over the weekend. So MSP Dispatch presented by the MSP Media Network as well.
And he's gone.
He's great. I want a Simon. That guy's
no Ray. You're doing it again. God damn it, Ray! You did it again.
Well, I'm giving you the opportunity to talk, bro. I'm opening the space for you. I'm opening the lane. I create the hole. You go down to the end zone. What's up? Football.
Fullback, baby.
Put me in, coach. Put me in, coach.
And I think that was a successful Alex's first co-hosting Tech Bar. Adam, thank you so much, dude. Those of you in the chat, we will. I'll put the link out in a minute on our Discord and on MSP Geek for anybody that wants to join the after party. But thank you very much, everybody. We appreciate you. Adam, thank you so much, dude. You are an awesome human being, man.
I had the most Adam, fun. You're the best. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for
all right.
Having this cool space, man. Hey, by the way, Simon's really good at this, all right?
He is very good at this. We don't give him enough credit. He absolutely, you know, we don't want to give him, like, too much credit because he's little.
Fair.
But, you know, we want to give him some credit. Alex, how do you feel with your first Tech Bar on screen?
Look, you know, I came in confident. I feel confident now. I mean, I'm ready to take Danny's position. Like, do I have it or what?
I think you're screwing this up in the sense that, like, I think you keep forgetting. I want you to take my place so I can go do stuff.
Alex, you're going after the wrong jobs. You're going after the wrong jobs.
I know. It's just so fun to pick on Danny because Danny likes
to pick on everyone. It is truly fun to pick up on Danny. Yep.
What the heck is this?
All right. So with that, we will leave you with a little video, and then we'll say thank you very much, everybody. Take care.
Hey, Michael Winslow.
Hey, man.
I thought you might help me make a song about two things that are very close to my heart.
What are those?
The future. Uh-huh. And that's right, corn dogs.
I hope in the future I can eat a corn dog in space. I'd use a laser gun to crisp up the cornmeal. I'd teleport a corn dog in my face. Who needs a lightsaber? If you got futuristic meat on a stick, please don't use that replicator though. Or the corn dog won't be crisp. They got all these technologies to make my corn dog so fresh. I really want a corn dog from Centauri Prime. Those alien meats sure do impress. I can't wait to eat some corn dogs in zero gravity. I see packets full of mustard.
Let's give it up right now for the one and only Michael Winslow Corn Dog. Take it away, Michael Winslow. Amazing. I never thought I would hear such a beautiful sound come out of a corn dog's mouth. It's very confusing to me. I was gonna eat you, but there's no way I could eat you. I'm just gonna have to find some other.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.